Good morning, I'm Sasha Keir with the latest news, sports and weather. Thousands of flights and over 500,000 passengers will be affected by a 24-hour strike at several big airports in Germany today. The trade union Verdi has called the strike over a wage dispute. Flights to and from Luxembourg will be affected, including Luxembourg to Berlin, Munich and Frankfurt, which have been cancelled. Prime Minister Luc Frieden is receiving his counterparts from the Netherlands and Belgium at Zeningen Castle today. According to a press release, the talks with Bart De Wever and Dick Schoof will focus on European and international news. Two traffic accidents were reported by the rescue services in Luxembourg on Sunday, with emergency services attending to two injured people following a collision in Rodange and an accident between Mersch and Colmar Berg. In other news, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is due to arrive in Saudi Arabia a day ahead of crucial talks between Ukrainian and US officials on ending the war with Russia. Washington has suspended military aid and intelligence to Ukraine to push them towards making concessions, but President Trump has suggested he is now ready to reinstate them. Meanwhile, Israel is due to send a delegation to Doha today for a fresh round of talks on extending a fragile ceasefire in Gaza after cutting off the electricity supply to ramp up pressure on Hamas. Luxembourg's Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel is currently on a working visit to Israel and the Palestinian territories. Canada's new Prime Minister Mark Carney has rejected tariffs imposed by the United States, as well as Donald Trump's threat to make Canada the 51st state. Addressing supporters after he won the race to succeed Justin Trudeau as leader of the governing Liberal Party, Carney vowed that he would never be part of America in any shape or form. And finally, Eli Lee Krylov, a Luxembourgish veteran who volunteered to fight in the Korean War, has passed away at the age of 93. Krylov was part of the second Luxembourgish contingent that served alongside Belgian forces in the war between 1950 and 53. The conflict marked the Luxembourg Army's first participation in a UN peacekeeping mission. For more on these stories and for the latest updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with rugby, England beat Italy 47-24 for a bonus point win at Twickenham on Sunday that maintained their Six Nations title hopes heading into next weekend's final round. After France knocked out reigning champions Ireland off the top of the table with a 42-27 victory in Dublin on Saturday, England needed a bonus point success to go second before their March 15th clash with Wales in Cardiff. And in athletics, Patrizia van der Weken has made history for Luxembourg, winning bronze in the 60-metre final at the European Athletics Indoor Championships with a time of 7.06 seconds, securing the country's first ever sprint medal at the event.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
While temperatures won't drop too drastically, grey skies and light rain are making a comeback. Clouds will gradually roll in throughout the day, with potential rainfall expected in the afternoon. Temperature-wise, it's around 5 to 6 degrees now, going up to highs of 11 to 14 degrees in the afternoon.